the acting come science bit. I've called this bit states of matter. Now, apologies to some of the lads at BB because I've used this talk before, but we are going to do a demonstration of science in terms of states of matter. Don't look so thrilled, Izzy. I know it sounds like school, but it has a point to it, okay? Like science does. I'm not saying school doesn't have a point, but there you go. Quickly dug out of that one, I hope. So, can you tell me what the three main states of matter are? Tough crowd, tumbleweed. Bill?
Gas, liquid and solid.
Thank you very much. Yes, those are the three ones. I said the main states because I wasn't sure if I was going to have a particularly wise individual in BB sort of challenge me and say, well, you got this sort of state. So I specified quite clearly those three. So thank you very much for giving the right answer, Bill. Well done. So we are going to demonstrate the characteristics of solid, liquid and gas. So can I have all the members of the brigade, young people, and other young members of the congregation, if you'd like to come and join us, you can take part as well. Looking at your brother, he's not responding. Okay, come on up. 12 is a nice number for a solid. You'll see why in a bit. Okay, so you've all gathered behind me. Well, this is very nice of you. Thank you very much. Okay, you're going to take part. Okay, right. The first one we're going to do is look at gas. All right. Do you know what the properties of what? Go on then.
Gas cannot be contained because it can go through any container.
Okay, so it can't be contained. Well, we're going to contain it in this room. So just when I say go and represent a gas, you're not going straight out the door, Seb, okay? All right, it will fill wherever it is, all right? Molecules, not too close together, not many interactions. So that's your container. You gas molecules, go and spread yourselves around without bumping around, all right? Don't have to be equally spaced, but okay, off you go, all right? Don't clamber over the chairs. I want you down there. No, you can go there. Okay. Okay, spread yourselves around, all the way down. Okay, the container is all at the back. Okay, yeah. Where are you going, Sev? No, that's it, stay there, okay. Come on, Reese, a bit further forwards. Okay, so there we have a gas. Everybody is almost equally spaced, so well done, not intentional, all right? But if you look round, okay, you gas molecules, there's fairly, quite a lot of space between each of you, isn't there? Okay? You can say yes, answers are allowed, okay? Bit of space, and you've got a fair distance to go before you start bumping into each other, haven't you? Yes. Okay. Question mark, can't sort of do it with me words, but you sort of get the query, get the theory. All right, so the next one we're gonna look at is liquid. Properties of a liquid, where you are. Oh, he's here again, go on, Seb.
A liquid takes the shape of a container, and it is quite close together, but not solid.
Have you been reading my words? Because that's pretty much bang on. So, well done, okay, so that's a brilliant answer. So what we're going to do is we're going to define the container. And the container for this is the stage area. So everybody back on stage, but you need to spread out, not bunch up behind me. Okay? I'm going to move over that way. Okay? On the stage, right, everyone. So, you let, now it's clearly a container that's tipped with that being the bottom, because we're all contained at the bottom. So spread yourselves round, okay? Imagine it's a glass, okay? That's better, all right? So molecules a bit closer together, all right? Still not linked and connected in any way, but they can sort of bump into each other. That's not an invitation to go colliding around the stage, all right? Okay, there's a bit of movement and they're closer together, so they will interact with each other. Okay, so the final, right, Seb, over to you. Properties of a solid. Has he swallowed a textbook? I think
so, yeah.
Well done, you. You are. Okay. So, what we're going to do, as there's 12 of you, cunningly chosen, all right, we'll have three. Sorry, okay. You three, stay there, form a line. Okay. Not you three. Okay. All right, you three, in line with those. Okay. Where are you going? Can I have two more there, please? Face me, Emily. Go on, Seb, on the end. Sorry, you're Ewan. Seb's at the back, okay? And you three in the front, okay? Hands out your pockets, Seb, Ewan, because they are needed this time. What are you going to do, okay? We're going to... Front row, you don't need to put your arms up, because you've got no one to connect to. Okay? This row. Left arm. On the, on the shoulder and first in front of you. Yeah, that's the one nearest me is. Okay? And what we'll do is just get your arms straight. Okay? I'm trying to make it a bit visual. Okay, and then what we're going to do, you can keep your right arms down. You two rows, so I'll tell you what, I'll come around so they can see me. These two rows, right arms up onto the shoulder of the person on your right. That's it. That's it.
There's one.
And you need to move over. That's it. You can shuffle over. Okay? That's it, shuffle over. And there we have a fairly simple demonstration of a solid. You've got all the different atoms or molecules, whichever they are, and they're connected by these arm bonds. Now, if I was to start being mean and start shoving here, the whole lot would move. They would react together. They are bonded. They've got a link. It's nearly over, you, and don't look so painful. All right? Okay? And these bonds keep them together. It's what keeps the structure. They will react together, like I say, if I start pushing one of them. And we'll teach you more about that and the rope a little bit later. Okay? Thank you very much. Can we give him a big clap, please? We're now going to have our second reading, which is from... Is that on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You want to come up, Reese? Which is from 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17.
Awesome.
You can start now. Okay. Come on, you can start.
Yeah. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. To them, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we've passed on to you, whether by words or of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loves us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your heart and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
We're now going to sing again, so let's all stand if we can together and sing Cornerstone, my hope is...